Sustaining it live with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Rita, you're going to be stoked to hear that I've just picked up a couple of ottomans off Facebook Marketplace. And,
oh, nice work.
They are second hand, so I'm kind of...
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
There you go.
Although there's not really any such thing as recycling unless you're actually making it yourself.
I got a couple of ottomans. So
look at that.
I'm impressed.
You're saving the world one ottoman at a time.
And I think half of the proceeds go to otters around the world every time you buy an ottoman. They're $4
each.
Did you
remember when the otter escaped the zoo?
Excuse me? Oh, there was an otter, wasn't it? Didn't it end up on the shore or something?
Yeah, it was totally, like, seen around town, like, quite a bit, like, it's at Halliers and then murring about. Like, it's actually a miracle that thing got recaptured.
Mm. I think it had, like, a little moustache on, so it couldn't be recognised. Cute little otter. Do you remember that otter escapade, John?
I do vaguely remember an otter escaping. Now, Rita, what are we talking? We're talking salmon farming. I'm sure otters eat salmon.
Yeah, we are. I was reading an article and I came across how much they want this industry to grow, and it kind of freaked me out. So I thought we'd have a bit of a chat about it.
Can I just tell you right now that I absolutely love salmon, so just take it easy.
No, it's actually one of my favourites as well. I don't eat it very often, though. It's something that we'll eat once in a blue moon.
Going forward with your chat, just take it easy on salmon, all right?
Yeah, that is definitely one of the outtakes. And lots of people that have seen that Seaspiracy.
I've just watched it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, so just take it easy.
Yeah, how's your love of fish at the moment going?
Just nothing.
I'm back to whitebait, basically.
Well,
whitebait's terrible. It's like you're eating three out of the four endangered species.
Yeah, but they didn't show up in that documentary, so...
So immediate, right?
Yeah.
So immediate.
They're not a massive net caught too much, so.
Yeah, and in fact, to be fair, it's not us eating the whitebait that's wiping out the whitebait. It's the lack of habitat and runoff and all that kind of stuff. So
right. If
we could fix that problem, the whitebait industry would be a lot more sustainable.
What about salmon, though?
But salmon, yeah, so salmon farming, so... falls really into the category of not just farming, but really factory farming, which has been identified by a lot of the big, like, sustainability council-style, you know, reports that have come out around the world, that factory farming of all sorts is pretty detrimental.
Now, salmon farming, they basically catch other fish and then feed it to the salmon, don't they? So
that's exactly it. That's the crux of the problem here. So, and just to kind of give some scale here, so New Zealand's trying to grow its marine farming, and in particular salmon. So at the moment, it's worth around $50 million a year to us, annually a year. And the Ministry of Primary Industry strategy is to grow that to $1 billion in 4 years' time.
Holy crap.
So
and then to $3 billion 10 years later.
Is this why salmon is so delicious, though? Because
they feed all
the other fish to salmon, and salmon just come out tasting delicious.
Okay. It's just kind of like a fish that doesn't have a ton of overpowering flavour, so you can actually flavour it.
What about
well,
in the
right?
wild, where salmon swim in the other direction, up like waterfalls and crap, just to go and have a little spawn, just to spawn out? That's buzzy,
cool.
Eh? That is so
it's
weird.
Pretty cool.
Imagine the first salmon that was like, fuck it, I'm going to go back to that spot, and it was just started swimming up a thing. Next minute, you got a bear trying to get you while you're jumping out of your... Fuck, it's hard out being a salmon, actually, if you think about it.
It is. Really cool. I was listening to the Chemical Brothers salmon dance the other day. It's really cool. Anyway.
Wild salmon. We're talking about salmon in big pools, aren't we?
Yeah, so they put them in cages, which has, you know, got its own issues if you're an animal lover, you know.
Are they the old cages they used to put chicken in before people gave a shit about that?
Probably really similar, I would say. Like, just, you know, probably don't even recycle them. Probably just make new ones and throw the old ones away. But they're just cages, big cages.
Okay.
That kind of growth is pretty significant. And what I don't understand about these kind of growth strategies is they're based on... growth strategy is based on demand. It's not based on, like, is it good for New Zealand? Is it good for, is it possible? You know, is it sustainable? Like, those sorts of questions to me are what you do in any strategy, right? Like, whatever industry you're in, strategy should be based on, like, a bigger picture, not just oh, sweet, we think we can milk this for X amount of money.
Is that, are we talking about supplying ourselves with salmon or the planet kind of thing?
Well, at the moment, a lot of it's import.
Right.
A lot of it's local for local consumption, but this growth would be based on exporting. So, so the growth is in the export market. Again, a pretty classic strategy of New Zealand. We go, oh, we've got all this land.
Is it kind of, again, not very well
big pictured, because at the same time as going, oh, we've got this land or this sea or space marine area, we're actually growing population. So we're lowering our capacity to supply ourselves whilst growing demand, whilst expecting to grow exports. So it's actually not really good. Like, not only not is it sustainable, but it's actually kind of like a bad plan, really.
Yeah.
And that's honestly all round with almost every industry. It's pretty sad, really. But so Johnny has totally hit the nail on the head. That the biggest problem here is, because it seems like a great idea, right? Like, oh, you know, we can't just take them from the wild, like, it's, you know, a limited resource or whatever. So let's farm them. Like, totally on the surface, it looks like a really good idea. But the problem is that we are for a chunk of their food, we're relying on fish meal from other species. So, what we're doing is catching fish and feeding it to them in the form of fish meal. And these fish tend to be what is relied upon by poorer countries for food. So, you know, those coastal communities that rely on, like, you know, anchovies or the food that, like, everyone knows is disgusting. Sorry, bad quote from a movie. Those, we're taking food off these people because they're affordable for fish, and feeding them to these salmon in our farm. And what they're saying, the sustainability kind of arm of the salmon council is saying, is that only a percentage of that, of the pellets they feed them, is fish meal. So it used to be 51%, and they've got it down to 33%, which is kind of good news, I guess.
Is the rest just actual plastic? They're just gone. Yeah, let's get that.
Well, and also you just start going, like, what else are they feeding them? And it does look like it's kind of like beef and stuff, which is kind of raises some questions.
The thing is, I think the salmon industry has got a leg to stand on, because it's not as impactful as dairy. I think the fish consume less than, say, a cow would to get X amount of protein.
But you're still disrupting another.
Okay, you go.
Yeah, it's actually the other way around. So this is kind of all based on a concept. It's not a concept. It's a scientific kind of chain called trophic levels. And we've talked about them in the past, but basically what it is that more energy goes into feeding something that you eat as you go up the trophic level. So another way to describe that is that trophic levels come in, like, the first level is producers. So they're like plants, right, because they make their own food, they're producers of energy. And then the first primary consumers are those on that second tier of trophic levels, which are those that consume those plants, which is, say, like a cow or a herbivore. And then you have the secondary, which is the third level, which is like a lion or a human. So we're, you know, primarily carnivores. We eat the things that eat the plants. You have the next level, which is tertiary, which is fish. So they, not all fish, like for example, you've got krill, primary, and then they will be eaten by an anchovy, who is tertiary. And then, so by the time they get to salmon, you're actually looking at sort of a third or fourth even trophic level.
It's the circle kind of thing.
So what that means, though, is that each one of these levels, you lose about 90% of the energy that input.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, going from a primary level to a secondary level, you put in 10,000 joules of energy and you only get 1,000 out. And if you think about that, that's because, like, if you think about all the food that's gone into me to keep me alive, some of it is kept in my fat stores. So let's say if a lion came along, you know, it would get some of that food, but most of it's gone into just keeping me alive and my metabolic kind of, like, processes and heat, you know. So there's a lot of, like, wastage as you go up these levels. So for a salmon, they're using about 1.8 tonnes of food at the level below them to make 1 tonne of salmon. And then those fish at the level below them had to then use another, you know, 1.8 tonnes of the fish below them or whatever. So you're just using, so every level you're just wasting food, basically. Mm. So that's the biggest issue with the reliance on pretty much all protein, actually, that, you know, pretty much all meat-based protein, is that you're just losing so much efficiency. And so, there was a really good question in one of my exams on it. It's like, you're on an island, you have a sack, I can't remember the exact question, but it's something like, you've got a sack of grains and you've got chickens. What do you do? And everyone was like, well, not everyone, but, like, you know, at first you go, well, you feed the grain to the chickens so that you've got eggs, but actually, and then you can eat the chickens, but actually that's a lot less efficient than eating the grains.
Plant the grains.
So in terms of, like, how long you'd actually survive for, which was really interesting. So, and they showed the numbers and the, you know, the results of it because they've actually done that test. So, yeah, the trophic levels thing is a really interesting one.
So where are we at, Rita? Has the government granted consent to these salmon farms to expand their operations? Or what's the general consensus? If I want seafood, should I be eating maybe some mussels?
Yeah, so
I can see where this ends up. Basically, the salmon are going to either get fed cows or the cows are going to get fed salmon. That's it. Those are options.
Yeah, they're feeding the salmon.
Enjoy the salmon, cows.
Definitely. And like offcuts of like chicken and stuff, which is kind of interesting. And I have no idea, but I just kind of go, well, it didn't work out very well when we were feeding cows, did it?
Oh,
so,
fuck. Oh, man, it's
yeah,
so
yeah, that wasn't
rank.
Great. But, yeah, so, Johnny, they've allocated 11 areas in the Queen's Charlotte and Pelorus, is that how you say it, Sound, which they've designated for these marine areas to grow.
Mussel farms?
Into. And they were chosen mainly by, because of tides, because the idea is that if the tides are right, that they can, like, drag in like new water and then suck out all that old, because you've got to think about like all the food, the feed residue that's left behind and all the salmon feces that gets left behind, and so they really need you know, that water to kind of go out to sea, which is, I always think, is kind of crazy. Like, I get that this ocean looks really huge and can, you know, dilute pollution or whatever, but I kind of just go, yeah, but for how long before it's just disgusting, you know? So that's the idea, and they've chosen those areas because of the tides, but, you know, there's a lot of the locals that are saying, you know, this isn't really, this hasn't been, like, you know, this hasn't gone through the right processes to get to this point, and the reason probably why it hasn't is because if it did, it probably wouldn't end up being approved, because at the end of the day, we own the ocean. Like, it's a common for all of us that we own the ocean, and you know, to allocate part of it for someone to pollute at their will for a profit is problematic.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because the ocean doesn't believe in borders.
No, not at all. And even when they do put them in place, they're not. You know, they're not. They're not. There's no wall there. It's like pissing in a pool at one end, you know? Like, we're sharing the same water. So, yeah, so it is a difficult one for us, because even if we say, okay, we'll eat less salmon, like, this is for an export market, so that's going to do jack, really. Although, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, if you really want to do something for the environment, the simplest thing is just to eat less, you know, animal-based protein. Like, you know, I know that it's really hard for people to completely stop. I get that.
Where's a good place to get my protein if I'm not getting it from my salmon or my beef?
Yeah, it's a big question. Ventures are amazing. You know, but it's also the other thing, you know, I'm not purely a vegan.
Did you just say lentils are amazing?
I do occasionally eat meat. It took me a long time to make lentils taste nice, you know? So, and I think that's it, is like when you've had, well, I grew up on meat, and when you've had, you know, 25 odd years of eating meat, you'd go, oh my God, being a vegetarian or a vegan is really hard.
It ups your cooking game, for sure. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, totally. And so I totally get it. And I think most people do. So it's kind of like, well, you know, even if you just cut down, like, it's a good way to start, just cut down and, you know, but it doesn't solve the problem of export, because, you know, that is, and it's sort of one of those things that if we can stop it now before it starts. We won't become reliant on it, because what's going to happen is that we do this, we create a whole lot of jobs, we create a big industry.
Oh, there's no limit. There's no limit with export either. It's the sky's the limit. Great.
Exactly. And then we kind of destroy what is New Zealand and real stuff. And we all start throwing our hands up in the air and going, hey, hang on a second, like, this isn't right, this isn't, look at the pollution it's doing. But by then it's like, well, jobs and the economy. And
then we are we're living in the sky just like the fucking Jetsons at that point, because we scorched the earth.
Totally. Or the movie WALL-E, I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I just look at that and I'm like, oh my God, like, that's totally where we're headed.
Especially when you see big big billboards for those massage chairs. It's like, oh, okay, it's trying to disconnect my bones.
They're like loving them, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one of those things I think we need to, you know, the opportunity comes, we need to support people on this and just sort of start to realise that it sounds really good on the surface, but it is slightly more complicated than that, and you know, and we do have a duty to protect our marine environment and also just the long-term sustainability of things. This is so clearly unsustainable that it's just like, okay guys, we can either do this by choice, or you know, one day it's all going to come crashing down around us, and we're going to be so unprepared for it.
All right, Rita.
That's my spiel for the week.
There we go. Hey, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us, and we'll check in with you next week.
Yeah, and my apologies to anyone that's already cooked salmon tonight and is now going to feel terrible about eating it.
Is there a right salmon or wrong salmon to eat, potentially, or how do I know?
Catch your own. And your own bloody
get out there.
Go
like
down to one of those farms and just roll on in, like a, just in a bear suit. Yeah, cheers.
Oh, dear. Okay, see you guys.
Okay, bye.
Cheers.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM.